After the UK, Spain is the Western European country most in jeopardy from problems with mortgage lenders. Skittish banks are only willing to give smaller, shorter mortgages if they'll finance you at all. That's because they don't have a lot of cash to part with. They've already been hit hard by a collapse in the Spanish housing market, and now this latest crisis is shaking confidence further. The World's Jerry Hadden reports.
26-year-old Esteve Ripoll has been in the news twice recently. Last month, the Barcelona resident won a housing lottery. The city gave him the chance to buy a small, subsidized apartment at a price far below market rate. For Ripoll and his girlfriend, it was the chance of a lifetime. Then the other day, he was on TV again for losing the apartment. They put candy in my mouth, he says, then snatched it back, saying it wasn't mine to eat after all. Ripoll and his girlfriend earned collectively about $5,000 a month. They had enough money saved for a 20% down payment, and Ripoll's parents were willing to back a mortgage. But 15 different banks said that wasn't enough. His tough turn says a lot about Spain's worsening housing and banking crisis. Ripoll says that the bankers all told him they would have lent him the money had he applied for the mortgage just a year ago. In the last year, banks like this one have taken a beating from people defaulting on mortgage payments. 60,000 people so far in Spain have defaulted. Bankers here didn't want to talk about it with reporters, but experts say default rates will rise if interest rates go up. Fernando Herrero is with a citizens group called the Association of Bank Users. He says in the medium term, the number of mortgage defaulters will likely double. And in the long run, some 4 million Spanish families could be at risk because those families have mortgages with floating interest rates. When they bought between 2002 and 2005, rates were low as 2%. Now they're near 5%, and the fallout from the Lehman Brothers bankruptcy could drive them even higher. Not only is money getting more expensive, but to qualify for a mortgage, you have to have more money for the down payment. For now, that's put the kibosh on Delphine Reynaud's plans to buy an apartment with her boyfriend. They just sold their share in a restaurant to that end, only to learn that banks are now demanding buyers put up 40, even 50% as a down payment. They used to ask for half that. She says, we're moving further and further away from qualifying for a mortgage because of the bank's conditions. But she says she believes housing prices are going to drop dramatically soon, so she holds out hope of becoming a homeowner. So far, however, prices have barely begun to slip under the pressure. In the meantime, some people who can't pay their mortgages are taking drastic steps. Take this man from Madrid named Jorge. Jorge is giving away his apartment to anyone who'll pay off his bank loan and get the creditors off his back. It affects your family, he says, your relationship with your wife and kids. The collectors call you on the phone. The bank is calling all day long. Banks, of course, don't want to become the owners of thousands of defaulted on properties. And with their investment bank cousins in turmoil and stock market prices, including their own, on the downswing, they're going to be even more picky about who they lend money to. For The World, I'm Jerry Hadden in Barcelona.